myself here. Okay. Tonight we'll discuss Temura, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. So if you looked at Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, the topic of Baal Ta'acher appears. A rather famous topic, both for Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Maseches Nedarim. So, I'm an Erechim, that's the wrong one. Okay, so the Gemara had said, if you take a look at Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara spoke about Kachim She'av Aleihem Regel Echad. So if you saw, Rav had said a little about 8-10 lines before the Mishnah. Kemet She'av Aleihem Regel Echad Kol Yom V'Yom Over Aleihem Aval Ta'acher. So me'atzeres boi meichle. So we're talking about the Baal Ta'acher. If you're going through, what was the testimony from this Mishnah, right? We had a parav, zivchei shlamim, we ate it on Pesach, and it had a vlad shlamim, and we ate it on Sukkos. What are you waiting for Sukkos for? You have to eat it by, right? You should have it by atzeres. Why? Because Rav is of the opinion that once one regel passes, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Okay, so the Gemara said, okay, it was kagon shal yachol ba'atzeres. You couldn't eat it when it was either the animal was sick, the owner was sick. When it says chag, although chag typically means Sukkos, in this context it has to mean Shavuos. And then the idach kolhechi diktani pesach tani atzeres, right? He says there's no way, because the other opinion, Rav Zvid, obviously doesn't agree with that, because every time we use the word pesach, we use atzeres along to mean shavuos. We never use the word chag. Okay, so fine. So that was the topic of Baal Ta'acher, and I want to get into that topic a little bit tonight. So if you take a look at the sources here, so first we have several psukim in Parshas Kisetze that address the issue of making a neder and ensuring that it's brought on time. So if you look here, Kisidur neder l'Hashem Elohecha, lo sa'acher l'shalomo, I make a neder, and this seems to be any type of neder. It doesn't speak about a carbon in specific. Any neder could be tzedakah and the like. I have to be sure, lo ta'acher l'shalomo, not to pay it late, not to delay. Ki darosh yidrusheno Hashem Elokecha, that's very serious. Darosh Hashem is going to seek it out. So I'm going to violate something terrible if I don't bring whatever neder it is, if I delay in bringing it. Okay. V'chisech dal lindor levechachet. As if I couldn't figure that out. So that's interesting. Right? You have to. That would be tantalized. What do I need that pasuk for? But nonetheless, if there will be a chet if you hold yourself back. Then motzos vasecha tishmor v'asisa kasher natan l'ashem alakechem medava asher dibartim v'ficha. Another pasuk. So here I have lo sa'acher l'shalomo. I have a lo sa'aseh. I now have motzos vasecha tishmor. Tishmor is also a lo sa'aseh. Hishomer, pen, and al, and lo are all lo sa'aseh. And then it says v'asisa, have an aseh to do kasher nardarta. And we learn neder and nedava. The Gemara speak about neder and nedava as well. Asher dibarta b'ficha. I have to keep what it is that I said. And there are different drushos learned from each of these phrases. So we see this is a neder. This is a neder in general. And then in Parshas Re'eh, so this speaks about specifically the karbanos I have to bring. So that Makashev Char is written several times in Parshas Re'eh. That's why we call those Hilchos Beis HaBechira, is about the Beis HaMikdash. L'shichno Sidur Shuv Vasa Shama. So I'm looking for Hashem's Shechina there. I should seek it out and I should arrive. And what am I going to do when I come there? V'haveisem Shama, Olo Seichem, V'zivcheichem, V'eis Masro Seichem, V'estru Mas Yadchem, V'nidrechem, Nidmo Seichem. Everything I have to bring. I'm coming already to the Beis HaMikdash, so you may as well bring everything that you promised over the year. And I'm going to eat it there. Okay, so I have an obligation to bring my karbanos, and I bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So I have a parsha of neder in general, and I have I also have for myself the parsha of bringing the nedarim themselves, which are karbanos, which are specific types of nedarim. So, what I want to speak about tonight in general is I'll give you, let's try to draw an analogy. Take, for example, tefillah, Shmon Esrei. So if I asked you, what's the Zman tefillah? So you'd say, I don't know, tefillah, b'di'evet, adalos ha'shachas. So leave that b'di'evet for now. What's the chatzchil? You should daven tefillah every day. You should daven tefillah at Netzach Hamah. Okay, how long do I have? So we try to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I have till Dalet shows. So what would you say about this Zman tefillah? Does Zman tefillah start at Netzach Hamah, and then it ends at Dalet shows? And at any time that I daven during that time period, that's perfectly okay. If I choose to go to an 9 o'clock minyan, there's no issue with going to a 9 o'clock. Go over to an 8 o'clock minyan. I may say it's reason makdimin limits. Most I should go to the 8 o'clock minyan. I should go to the 7 o'clock minyan. But there's no issue with going a little bit later. Would you say that? Wait, but there's a concept of asikin. There's a lechatchila shedaven at nates. If I daven after nates, would you say, well, if nates is the optimal time? And now, well, let's say Nates is, I don't know, 6 o'clock, let's say. So, no, you should be davening as early as you can. If Nates is the earliest time, so then I expect you to daven at Nates. You can't daven at Nates, so daven at 6:10, and daven at 6, and daven at 6:30. And I would say that, you know, you should not be delaying until the rest of the time. So when you look at Baal Ta'acher, we speak about taking a neder upon myself, and you're going to tell me how much time Rava said till the next Chag, and we'll learn other opinions. That's what we want to try to figure out. What exactly?
Or like missing Zman Tefillah?
Right. Is it, in other words, I'm just giving that and drawing that analogy. But if you think about it, let's assume you have three regalim. So what does that mean? Three regalim. It means, I don't know, you took a neder and bring it whenever you want within three regalim, whatever's convenient for you. Or do I say the language of Baal Ta'acher means don't delay? Mm-hmm. Don't delay means bring it as soon as you can. It's more than Zizan Makdimin. It's telling me that if I delay at all where there was the potential to bring it, maybe I'll be an ones if I didn't. But if there's potential to bring it, maybe I can violate, I don't know, I violate Baal Ta'acher, you can't tell me that because you told me already that it's only after Shol Shogam. So that's part of what we want to try to figure out as to what the nature of the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher is. When we look at this time frame, how do we analyze it? So let's take a look at some of the sources. So here we have the two major sources, the Gemara, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, beginning of Nadarim. Look at source 3.
L'chatchila
b'di'evet, right?
At the earliest possible time, but the evet, you have the entire period.
Right, in other words, it's not going to kick in. The Baal Ta'acher is not going to kick in until that point. So here we go. Says the Braisa in source 3, D'tanya, Echad ha-noder, v'echad ha-makdish, v'echad ha-marich, kevan sha'avru alav shlosha regalim over b'Baal Ta'acher. Okay, I take a neder. Now, when we speak about Shalosh Regalim, it's very clear that we're speaking, or at least in the ideal sense, we're speaking about source 2. Because if I take a neder, I don't know, take like tzedakah or whatever it is, what does Shalosh Regalim have to do with tzedakah? Nothing. Doesn't have anything to do with I could argue, you know, I have to give to Anim and things like that. I take a neder, it could be any neder. I take a neder, I'm going to pick up this chair. So that has to do with Shalosh Regalim? So maybe not. But certainly, if I'm noded, these are all things I give to the Beis HaMikdash. I give a neder as, let's say, a korban as a neder korban. Olu, we've been discussing that the last several days. I'm makdish something, the Beis HaMikdash. I'm marich, I give erechim, right? The fixed value from Pashas B'chukosai. So once three regalim have passed, a person violates Baal Ta'acher. Sounds like I have three regalim, plenty of time. Right, they made three regalim. I don't know. Maybe it depends on when it is, but we know what three regalim are. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosha Regalim Kisidron. This is the famous Rabbi Shimon. Why it's important to know Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaSukkos, because I know Chag HaMatzos is the first Chag, and you don't violate it until you pass through all of them in that order. The Chag HaMatzos Tchila. Bechein Rabbi Hayav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shtam, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So it's the same person. Regalim Pa'amim Shlosha, Pa'amim Arba, Pa'am Chamisha. There are times that your neder, you'll have actually five regalim. How? Ketzad? Nada Lifnei HaPesach, Shlosha. Lifnei HaTzeres, Chamisha. Lifnei HaChag, Arba. Depending on when you take your neder, so how many regalim do you have? Well, it all depends. It has to go in the order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So if I took a neder right after Pesach, before Shavuos, so then I have Shavuos, Sukkot, and then I now in order, right? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Very nice. Okay. So, so that's one source that we have. Look at source source four. Here the Gemara is discussing the issue of Baal Ta'acher with respect to Nazirus. Now, Nazirus is a little bit strange, because if I take upon myself to be a Nazir, so it's very different than taking upon myself to donate money. Why? I take upon myself, let's say I'm going to donate $100 to the Beis HaMikdash, or give $100 to the Shul. So what happens after I say that? What? Nothing, actually. What happens is that I have to remember, or the Gabbai will probably send me an email, that I owe $100 to the Shul. When am I going to pay that up? I don't know, after Shabbos, you know, next week, whatever it is. I'll try to bid as soon as I can. So there's me, and then there's the tzedakah that I owe. If I take upon myself neder nazirus, what does that mean? Okay, I'm going to be a nazir. Okay, when am I going to give that? And I'm not giving anything. I become a nazir. So the Gemara wants to know, bal ta'acher de nazirus heichim ishkachasla. How do you have a bal ta'acher by nazirus? Oh, it's too late now. What do you mean it's too late? I become a Nazir. If Hare Alai, I become a Nazir. I know that's a Neder, but how does Baal Ta'acher play out? Maybe it doesn't in the case of a Nazir. So says the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it plays out. Kema de Amar Hareini Nazir Havel a Nazir. Achal, come labor Baal Yochal. And if I eat something, meaning if I now I don't drink wine or whatever it is, so that's a violation of the Nazirus, but Baal Ta'achir doesn't play out at all. I'm already a Nazir. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be Ba'omer Lichesha Eretz Se'ehei Nazir. What happens? He doesn't become a Nazir right away. He says, I'm taking upon myself a Neder Nazir, and when I decide I'm ready, maybe I feel like I drank too much. Okay, a month later, after Purim, I say, you know what, I'm going to become a Nazir. So the Gemara says, so where's the Baal Ta'acher there? Doesn't exist either. Why not? Because what did I say? When I want to become a Nazir, right? And when I do, so then it takes effect immediately. So like Baal Ta'acher. If he says, when I want, there's no Baal Ta'acher at all on that. There's no delay. Oh, now it's too late. You say you're going to be a Nazir. Oh, now the three regalim have passed by. So now it's too late. What do you mean too late for what? I said Kishe Eretzah. So Amar Rava kigon de Amar lo iftar mina olam adjehe nazir. This is what he says. He says, I am not leaving this world as a human being, as a live person, until I become a nazir. De min ha'hi shaita have le nazir. At that moment, he becomes a nazir. What does that mean? So a person says like this: I'm going to become a nazir before I die. So now I have Manja's admission in a Pirkei Avos, right? You never know when that's going to happen. So it's your obligation with that expression to take upon the Neder Nazirus as started as soon as you can. If you delay, so that becomes Baal Ta'acher. Because who knows when a person's life is going to end. So to say that I leave the world, well, you're so confident. You have another year, you have another 3 months, you have three regalim. What kind of confidence is that?
It should be, even if he doesn't say, before I die, any Nazirus.
And so how would he say it, though? What language? If he says, okay, so you want to make up another Nisach. I'm going to be a Nazir.
Sometime in the future.
Okay, so that's the question. Is it Lichesha Eretz?
So if he dies before that.
Right, so that's the question. Is it? I think what you're pointing to is, yeah, it's you're either in Lichesha Eretz, and then there's no Baal Ta'acher at all. Okay. Or you're in this category, and you have a problem immediately. So the Gemara gives an analogy. Midi dahavi ha'omer le'ishto hareze gitech. So what happens? He's a good husband. He doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibum or Chalitza or whatever. So he under Yibum. So he says, you know what? Listen, but I want to stay married to you. So I'm giving you a get now. And the get should take effect a moment before I die. This way, you're really a grusha, and you're not an almana, and you don't have an issue of yibum because I know you don't like my brother anyway. So this will take effect, and you'll be a grusha, and everything will be fine. Now, the truth is, they are still married, and and they wouldn't be divorced. What happens when he dies? When he dies, we would say that 2 minutes before he died, the get took effect. So now you don't know when he's going to die. So there are certain halachos that actually take effect right now, which are asura lecho b'truma miyad. She, the wife, if he is a kohen, can no longer eat truma. Why? Because at any moment he could die. And if at any moment he could die, the truma she ate 2 minutes ago was actually usher to her. Because the get takes effect before he dies. Mm-hmm. That's his whole point. And you're in the middle of chewing on that whatever it is. He drops dead. And then in the middle, you're eating truma and you're not married. You're already divorced. You can't eat truma. You're not married to a Kohen anymore. Alma Amrin. And so you see from here this principle. Kol shayta v'shayta dilma mayis. At any moment, we have to say, Shuv yom echol lefnei misasecha. This is Shuv, whatever, every moment, right? Mm-hmm. So your whole life, because you never know. Dilma mayis. Hachanami la'alter havenazir. The same thing here. The guy becomes a nazir immediately when he says, Lo eftam in olam achehe nazir. The amrina dilma hashtamayis. Okay? So that's what we have in the context of nazir. And, well,
I mean,
and
it's still not baltacher.
Okay, so
you're saying it's automatic.
So what? Well, hold on. So how does baltacher work here? It sounds like baltacher is saying is that if he, this person, let's say, now the nazir, if he
preventative, if he doesn't do it, then he is
baltacher. Then he's doing then it. It's baltacher.
Well, he didn't do it.
No, it's what we're saying is
it's automatic.
No, that's what he's saying. He doesn't become a nazir. What happens is he decides. What does he do? He says, okay, I'm going to live in a... I don't really have a medical nazir right now. And he begins to drink wine. So we're not going to say he's drinking wine as a nazir. That's not... right. That may not be allowed. That's the question. That's a good question. Is that a violation of the nazirus? Or is that a violation of Baal Ta'achar? That's...
Yeah, I mean, so he's over on the nazirus, right?
But the Gemara seems to say no. He says, that the nazirus never started. But that's a violation of Baal Ta'achar. Mm. That has to be the case. Otherwise, it's the first case.
Well, what else? Is Baal Ta'achar? Does the nazir do anything else?
Do anything?
There's
just
no kickoff.
I don't know. He cut his hair. He went. He went to shave. He said this. He went to shave the Shabbos. Clearly, you didn't take it upon yourself. So I may not say you're in violation of Nazirus and bring the Karbonus, all the things you have to do, but I will say you violated Baal Ta'achar. The mere fact that you shaved now, that's a Baal Ta'achar. But that's 5 minutes later. That's not three regalim later. And that's something we have to figure out. So next source in the Gemara, and then we'll deal with how the Rishonim analyze this, is the issue of Tzedakah. So Tzedakah is nice because Tzedakah... it's not the unique case of Nazirus. It's not the classic case of the Karbanos where Shalosh Regalim seems to be very relevant. It's probably the most common kind of neder that we take upon ourselves. And now we have to figure out how Baal Ta'achar plays into that. Amarava, Utztaka Mechaev Allah La'alter. If a person takes upon himself, I'm giving tztaka, you have to give it immediately. Now, why am I getting what I mean? That's a neder. What happened to Baal Ta'achar? Don't I have shalosh regalim or the like? What is this? This is like nazirus. Why is that? We're afraid the guy is going to die. Is that what this is about? So says the Gemara, my time, the hakai me'aniyim, because the aniyim who are right there, meaning okay, that's very nice. That I take upon myself to give tzedakah. The aniyim standing right there in the shul. So of course it's your obligation to make sure to give the tzedakah right away. So the Gemara says, watch this. Mahu detema, what would the Hava Amina have been? Why did you think you wouldn't have to give the tzedakah immediately? The aniyim right there. Kevan de be'inyana de karbonos ksiva. Since what? The concept of giving tzedakah or giving a neder is written in the context of karbonos. Ad avri ala shlosha rugolim ki karbonos. Maybe the rule of giving tzedakah, I have three rugolim to give tzedakah. I said it, I'm taking it upon myself to give $100 to the shul, to give $100 to aniyim. And you know what? So if it were a karbon, I would have three rugolim. And according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe, right, kisidron, it could be even five. Same thing when it comes to my pledge. Kamash malon. No. When it comes to karbanos in Achinami, the Torah says that that's dependent on the regalim. Here, it's not dependent on regalim. Regalim is karbanos. That they're related. But when it comes to tzedakah, tzedakah is about aniyim. Meaning, when I have to think about what that means. Why? It's not about Baal Tacher, it is not a specific time.
So if you commit to give $100 to your shul, that would not be miyad.
Right. Right, maybe because the shul may not need it right.
The shul is more akin to the base of Mikdash.
Very good, yeah. Very good. Right, so that would be more like the Makdash and the Ma'arich.
Is it Bedek Habayis or just a Karban?
Okay, so that's the question. The Neder to Bedek Habayis may have to do with Mikdash and may be related to Baal Tacher and three Regalim, but other Nedarim not. But you have to see, one is related to the other. In other words, Baal Tacher is, you know what this is like, gives me the analogy. What's the halacha regarding chinuch for kids for mitzvahs? 8-6. It can't say 8-6. It's mitzvah dependent. If it's about shaking the lulav, when can he do the nanum properly? And it's about putting on a talis. What do I mean? It's about how long do you have to return milk and meat? Do they understand the concept of time? What do you mean? It all depends. And the same thing at Baal Tacher. Is mitzvah dependent? Is neder dependent? If it's something that's immediate in nature, so Baal Tacher is violated right away. If it's something, a karban, that people bring regalim, is about bringing karbanos. So it's based on the regalim. So maybe that's based on shlosha regalim. Anyway, so that's what he says. Amar Rava. This is our Rava. This is our Rava. Okay, this is Rosh Hashanah, but quoting our Gemara and Temura. Kevin Sha'avar Alav Regel Echad Over Ba'aseh. You violate an assay. Now, the lo saseh lo tacher, you don't, but the assay you do. Is that maybe motzos v'secha t'shmur v'asisa? Or no, it's probably not. It's probably the havesem shoma. That's the assay. Meisvei, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, al v'lad shlomim, sheyikrav shlomim, amar Rabbi Papias, ani meir shoyso lo parushel zivchei shlomim, v'achalnu b'pesach, our Mishnah, v'achalnu v'aldosh shlomim b'chag, b'shlomim b'pesach lo akravua. I understand in Pesach they were makaveim d'mechusas manava. Maybe he was still young. I love alda ba'atzeres, heichim yashi love avila ba'asei. How could you wait so long and violate an assay? The Gemara gives its sense. Fine. So, what I want to do, so now we really have three models. You have the model of the karban, neder, that's one type of model. That seems to be very much related, as the Gemara says explicitly in Rosh Hashanah Davav, to Shalosh Shlosha Regalim. I have the tzedakah, which the Gemara had its havim in it, but was very clear in its conclusion that it's not related to Shlosha Regalim. It should not be, that's the havamina, but aniyim are here, so then I would have to give. If aniyim are not here, is there another time period? Do we go? Is the shlosha regalim the default, or no? It depends on what type of shlosha regalim is unrelated to tzedakah. Is the implication of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is that if the aniyim not kaimi, that we now go to that default? Is that the conclusion of the Gemara, or is the Gemara saying that no, your hava amina was it's related to karbanos? But guess what? It's not related. It's not related to karbanos at all. And therefore, there would be an alternate time. Good question. The language of the Gemara there was el aval hachal lo. Why? Da shchich yanim. So if not shchich yanim, so maybe I go back to shlosha regalim. Maybe. And then I have the nazir, which is the unique case where the nazir. We speak about that's something I took upon myself, Nazirus. I have to fulfill that before I leave this world. And that, since you don't know when that's going to happen, you should do it immediately. Okay. So if you take a look at...
These are Ben Adam Atzmo, Ben Adam Chaveru, Ben Adam Amachon.
You're saying they're all three of them.
Each one is its own.
Right. So there's Nazir. I like that. I like that a lot. Nazir is Ben Adam Atzmo. And then I have...
I just made up.
Right. I like that. I like that. No, very good. Right? It's my own. And it's my own obligation. And then I have...
Which really is. Because there's something missing in the person that makes a person be a Nazir.
Right. And Stucca is dependent on someone else. So, but I think that, I mean, it's a beautiful way to really to formulate what's happening here, which is, if it's about me, then it's miyad. Then it's miyad. If it's about the aniyim, it's about when the aniyim are available. And it's about the ribono shel olam, so then it's when we bring our karbanos. Excellent. Excellent. Well, okay.
Why doesn't the svara that you don't know when you're going to die apply to all of them? Good.
Right. So why would
to
we...
To mikdash.
Right. So that's a good question. If I take upon myself a neder, so let's think of the following.
Can you yorshim?
Yeah, so that could be. That could be the answer. They can't become another. Can't do this yours. I would imagine the Gemara would have to say that. I like that answer. I wonder if there's another reason. Could it be that if I take, I'm not going to leave this world without becoming a Nazir? Remember, L'Chesh'eretz is different. If I'm not going to leave, unless I become a Nazir.
L'Chesh'eretz means nothing.
Correct.
L'Chesh'eretz means correct. If I want to be a Nazir, I'll
right.
be a Nazir.
Right. But if I say I'm not leaving the world without becoming a Nazir, that doesn't even leave me the opening of an onus. You realize if I say I'm giving tzedakah, then something happens. Okay, you can't get stuck. That's all. What can you do? We're not about the Baal Tachar. But if I use a language that, and I know the same way they say, what is it? Less mission Ezu Makoma. How do we know we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you could only carbon Pesach till Chatzos? Goes to the double that ve'eno nechal ela ad Chatzos. It's not just try to eat by Chatzos. Mamish only till Chatzos. I'm not leaving this world until I become an. I have to become a Nazir. So then you're not leaving an opening for yourself. So maybe that would be the difference. I don't know. Anyway, so take a look at the run.
If you said I'm not leaving this world unless I bring a carbon, that would be a difference.
Maybe that would be the same thing. That would be the same thing. That could be. I'm not sure. Right.
Maybe because this Nazirus has a lag. You know, you can give a carbon at a moment's notice, right? If you're Goseis and you can say, oh, I got to give a carbon. You run out of time. Nazirus takes Shloshim Yom. You can't. So Nazirus, there's that lag time. So it's irresponsible to not enter Nazirus immediately because you don't know. You might live tomorrow, but you don't know you can live 30 days.
Right. I would say I was thinking something different. I was thinking that when it comes to a carbon, there's an understanding that I'm not doing it right away.
Right.
When it comes to Nazirus, Neder Nazir, by definition, means that I mean, sort of almost like the half of it in the Gemara, which is when I take something upon myself to be a Nazir, it becomes my now.
We had the two cases, L'Chesh'eretz, which is
right.
I'll do it, but there's a middle case, which is I'll become a Nazir next year. I'll become a Nazir 1 year from now.
Yes.
So you're saying if I live to be another year, then I'll be a Nazir.
I don't have to worry about it. You're right. I think the Rishonim may address that issue. So take a look at the Ran. The Ran is commenting on the Gemara in the Nedarim. And this really gets to the core of the issue of how we have, the nature of Baal Ta'acher, when it really kicks in. So take a look. Aval Hacha La'alter Kom Le'Baal Ta'acher. So this is the Gemara Nedarim that was speaking about the Nazir. The Kevan Shehisna happens immediately. Why? The Kevan Shehisna va'amar lo efater mina olam. Mash madachi kamar. This is what he means when he says that. Hare alai limnos nazirus be'inyan shelo yehe chashash bedavar she'ashlim nazirusi kodem she'eftar mina olam. That's what he really means. When he says, Lo'efa, that means I'm going to start my count to the extent that I'm going to cover all bases, that I will finish my Naziris before I leave the world. Now, the truth is, you can argue, I can't do 30 days.
Right.
Okay, but an Akhanami, I can at least get it started. Mishumachi, after Lishna lo mashma de'ahe nazir me'ata. Even though the language he uses is not, I'm going to become a Nazir now, he doesn't say mi'ad. Miu kom le babal ta'acher la'alter. The babal ta'acher takes effect right now. The afagav, the efshar le mehecha, the afagav, the. One second. Mehecha kayavish midarim. Efshar lomar. Even though it's possible to say, where are you learning this from? Don't you learn the concept of Nazirus from the general rule of Baal Ta'acher by Nedarim? Right? And I mahasam Baal Ta'acher did who? Leisa el achar gimel rogolim, kidama parakama de Rosh Hashanah, hachinam el achar rilim rogolim. Says the Ran to that? Leisa. Absolutely not. The Baal Ta'acher is violated immediately here. The ilu hasam amar hare alai stama. Over there, he says, I take upon myself in general, I'm going to be a carbon. He didn't say that. Dimkein have le nazir la'alter. And therefore, here he has to become a nazir. And you're right, Barry. You could have a case. I could create a nazir case that would be analogous to the case of the Karbanos, but that's not our case in the Gemara. Kideparishna, my Omar, what did he say? Lo epater mina olam. The kevin shekain, have a leka omer hare alai lahavi carbon miyad, the coming of atacha la altar. And if I would have said I have to bring a carbon miyad, would I have shalosh regalim? No. So I can, it all depends on, you know, lashon b'nei adam, but in this context it means, right. What do I say? What do I say upon myself? Okay. So that's the way the Ran understood it. That this business of Shalosh Regalim clearly does not apply to our case of the Nazir. There's no discussion. Baal Tacher is immediate. And that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara said, Kol Shaita V'Shaita Dilma Mayis, and therefore he violates it immediately. Now, keep something in mind. When the Gemara said, where's Baal Tacher by Naziris? I want you to understand what the issue here is. The Gemara gave two cases where Baal Tacher would not apply. It gave the first case, which is Hareini Nazir. What does that mean? You're a Nazir right now. There's no Baal Tacher because you're already a Nazir, and if you eat something, it's a violation of Baal Tochal. Then it gave a case of L'Chashe Eretze, which was what? Which was no Baal Tacher. It is never Baal Tacher at all on that. And then it gave me a case, you know where Baal Tacher applies? It applies here. Now I want you to keep, in which case? Likshefater. Now I want you to keep something in mind. The Gemara never said that Baal Tacher is violated Miyad. The Ran said that. The Gemara never said that. All the Gemara did was find a case of Baal Tacher. How would it apply? I don't know. Now we're thinking after reading the Ran, well, it's Pashut. It applies Miyad. One could speculate that that's not necessarily the case. Because all the Gemara says is, Mehahi Shaita, he's Kanin and a Nazir. He has to start that now. That's his obligation to start the Nazir now. Where's the Baal Tacher? Oh, there's Baal Tacher. Look at the Rashba now. Tedalach, source 7. She'eno over ela achar shloshu regolim. Ukesidron. Upa'amim shem gimel, pa'amim dal, pa'amim hey. Oh, Kasha. The cave and the minidarm yalfino. Now you could ask, Dayo Sheyehe kinidarm, manidarm ain't over la out there, elachar shlosha regalim, afnezir slowly over elachar shalosh regalim. Ivim tomar binidarm gufayu dafka bikarbanos. Inami bimakdish shitzarach lalos yushalayim, mefikach lochivo hakasav elachar shlosha regalim. Avol beneziris, we could argue the opposite, which is exactly what the Ran did argue. Shu toli beritsono bechol eis, eno tzarach shlosha regalim. Ugahi derava tztaka mechayvel alter, dokai meaniim. So borrow from the case of tztaka and beneziris, which is exactly really where the Ran was going. Afilu hachi lo nechali, says the Rashba. And by the way, the Rush says the same. I don't think it's so. I think you have Shlosha Regolim here. How do I know? The Hamash Madahi Derava Lo Chayav Bibal Ta'acher Ka'omar. The Bal Ta'acher Lo Avar Ale Ela Aj La'achar Shlosha Regolim Kikrabonos. That's stuck upaya afal pishem laniim lekarbanos iskosh lebal taacher vikulum echad kronafki. It's all learned from the same pasuk bal taacher. Meaning what? What did the Gemara ask in Nazir? The Gemara says bal taacher dinaziris heichim ishkachasla. So all the Gemara wanted to know was how could you have a case of bal taacher? But once you find me a case of bal taacher, it's going to follow what? The regular rules of what Baal Tacher is. And if it's different, you have to tell me. You have to tell me that. You know where the Gemara tells me it's different? By Anim, by Tzedakah. But if you're not going to tell me it's a unique case, then I'm going to assume it's going to follow the rules of Shloshah Regalim. Peah, etc. If Anim are not there immediately, what are we assuming? We're assuming Shloshah Regalim, says the Rashba. So that's what you see here. Machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba is how does Baal Ta'acher, how would we apply it in the case of Naziris? So the Ran takes it as a Dover Pashut. I don't know. It should be like Stucker. Why should it be any different than Stucker? Why should it follow Shlosh Regalim? What does Shlosh Regalim have to do with it? And the Rashba says, no, it has everything to do with it. Baal ta'acher means shlosha regalim until proven otherwise. So that's what's the rule and what's the exception. The rule of baal ta'acher shlosha regalim, unless you can give me a reason why it shouldn't, unless the Gemara outlines that it shouldn't. By tzedaka it did. By nizirus it didn't. So the Rav Naftali Trup, the Granat, I was so happy that I could open
so
up
after the
year.
Yeah. What does the Gemara mean then, according to either the Rashba or the Rav, when it says, Hachanami, comparing the case to the get, La'alter Havinazir. What does it mean, La'alter? That doesn't sound...
Havinazir. Yes.
But that's not about Ta'achar. He's saying he's Nazir right now.
So that's what the Rashba says.
That's how he said. Nobody says he's a Nazir right now. If he drinks wine, he's over in the zero.
He has a choice. That's what we're saying.
Never said that. We didn't say when he gets I'm going to be a Nazir before I die that if he drinks wine the next moment that he's over on his Naziris. We said this. There's an Indian
so,
what does the Gemara mean when it says La'alter?
So I guess what it has
maybe
to mean
Maybe is he should.
He should become a Nazir.
But that's not what it says.
Right.
La'alter having
right. I hear what you're saying.
Comparing it to the get case where there's an Isur that kicks in immediately.
But if that's the case, then there's never a case.
All right, then
well, they went right, exactly. So I guess we have to reinterpret that line because otherwise it should be Tashitas.
Alright, so the Ran is reinterpreting the line to say the Baal Ta'achar kicks in immediately. The Rashba has no interpretation for that line. The Ran is saying, it doesn't mean what it says, it means that the Baal Ta'achar kicks in. The Rashba can have no explanation for that.
For that, come on. Why? Because according to him...
Because what does it mean, La'alter Havi Nazir? Clearly, we don't think he's a Nazir from this moment, and we're not even saying he's over on Baal Ta'achar. So maybe because he should be a Nazir
right now,
he's got three regalim.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's as strange as that sounds, but that's what he said. That's what he said. So you listen to this. So based on that, the comment I made at the beginning, the Granat understands that the Ran and the Rashbad are actually arguing on this very issue how we view the nature of the Baal Ta'achar in terms of this timeline. So listen, and I have another. I'm going to read it to you. Just one paragraph. He says like this: the Nira Lefarish Pluk Tasam. When we speak about Gimel Regalim, what do we mean by that? Ha'im hu shiur bizman kiyum nidro is that we have a time frame that it can come out of there within that time. Behind him, da Torah kava zman shebemeshech oso azman tzorach lekayim chiyuvo. During that time, uvecholeis shemekayim abesoch al Gimel Regalim, harel bekayim abesoch zmano haraoi. Makes no difference if I bought it Sukkot or I bought it Pesach. Makes no difference. You have this time frame in order to do it. Ula achar gimel regalim. If that you didn't bring it, then miyad over baal ta'achar. De astro la achar afilu rega. You can't wait even a moment. That's possibility one. O dilma, de beemes ikur zman kiyum chiyuvo hu tekef u miyad. Baal ta'achar across the board, even when it comes to the shalosh regalim. When I take a neder, you have to do it immediately. It's not about Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs necessarily. It's because of Baal Ta'achar. Tishmorva Asisa, you took a neder, do it now. This is a priority. This goes, V'nimsa Shema'achir Miyad. Every moment, I am Ma'achir. Now,
He doesn't even need to wait for the first regular. He's got to go tomorrow.
So that's a good question. It sounds like he doesn't say it, but I would imagine that maybe the first regel, at least to give him that amount of time, you know, to get it there. Ela shemi koma kom einu over b'val ta'acher, ela kishemi a'acher gimel regalim. In other words, you really should be doing it now. But I'm not gonna slap you with an Isra Dal Raisa unless you waited this long. But I expect you to do it now. Ulefize. Hashir de gimel regalim nemar beichur velo beikar zman chiyuvo. Very different analysis of what that time frame is. This time frame either means this is the time you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah, or no. This is what we call delay, but it's still, right? It's all a delay. It's all too late. Exactly. Critical moment.
If the zonis, because let's say it's the first way, so if you have till the third regel and then you have something comes up and you have an onus,
right.
So you're probably okay
right.
Because it's onus. But if you had a chiyuv to do it every day.
Right, very similar to the Tashlumin example where the guy wastes the last minute and then goes to sleep. So he says like this, V'yesh lomar, the harash, and it's the same as the Rashba, sirle, the hagimel, see if it fits in, the hagimel regalim hu shir bi'ichur. It's a shir, meaning it has to be done miyad. Ula olam zman chiyuvo hu tekef. It's immediately. Umikom akom, eino over tekef. The Torah eino mechayavto, el bi'ichur gimel regalim, but I can't be mechayav you until three are over. Umishum hachi svirale. The af beicher nezirus the tara gam kain ena over el ala achar ichuro gimel regalim, which means that the Rashba is not as makele as he sounds. Where the Rashba says, "Oh, of course gimel regalim apply to him." How do you read the Gemara? Oh, you're an asimia. You should be doing this immediately. So how does it answers really your question? How is it possible for us to reconcile a Gemara that says you should become a Nazir immediately, and yet you have Shalosh Regalim? Because the nature of the Shalosh Regalim is a Zaman Ichur. You're not a good person. The fact that you're delaying, but I'm not going to slap you with the Yisr. Va'afdeh mechayev kevar miyad. Yeah, you should have done it, as the Gemara says. Mikol makom ain't over, el gil achel gimel regalim. V'hu adin would be hare alai korban miyad. We would say the same thing. Yeah, right? You're not going to be chayiv until afterwards. You should bring it immediately. Amal haran sover. Why does the Ran not speak about Gimel Regalim? Because I look at Gimel Regalim very differently. The way I look at Gimel Regalim is as a time frame. So to say that time frame applies to the Nazir doesn't make sense. The Gemara doesn't say that, right? Amal haran sover dehatzad harishon deleko shir bi'ichur klam. No shear of ichur. This is the delay time. No, b'shear dim le regalim. Who shear b'ikar achiyuv? Umishum achir stvialei dahinu rak b'stama. That's if you stam say something, we give you that time frame. Avol yachol l'kvo b'nidro shezman chiv o yachol tekef. Uviki hai gavno shema achro afilu rega kvar avar. Digam al ichur kol shu over debazelo nitna shear. So therefore, right, and that's why the Ran says we didn't... He has this extra piece. He says, "Deba Omer Kodem Sheyavru Beis Shani Mehe Nazir." Right? I'll be Nazir before 2 years pass, or something like that. Then, right? He says, "Over Bebal Tacher Lachal Gimel Regalim." Then he would throw in. He would give the Gimel Regalim. VeAfal Gav Dehu Kavas Mano LeBeis Shanim. Vimkein. Okay, etc. So anyway, so that's really what it gets. So the Ran and the Rashba are not as far apart as you think. They're both really learning the Gemara. If you're a Nazir, as the Gemara says, you have to become a Nazir Miyad. It's the nature of this Shalosh Regalim. How do we view them? I take a neder upon myself. So when it comes to Karbanos Stam, so there is no, what does it mean? We want Karbanos in Yerushalayim. So as long as you bring them by the Regalim, you go through Regalim, make sure you have it by the end of the Regalim. When it comes to other types of nedarim, so then they play a different role, and that time frame that we speak of would not have that same status. I wouldn't give you Gimel Regalim, because Gimel Regalim is Zman Haroi, but you're not Zman Haroi. You should do it now. But if I always looked at the three Regalim as Zman Ichur. So then, which is a pretty big chumra according to the Rashba and the Rush, which means that every time I know you're a karban, you want to bring it. You want to bring it as soon as you can. Okay, so that's the way the Granat puts together these opinions.
The psychology in Nether is that if you don't do it beyond, you slowly forget about the Nether, or you're not as, you know.
Right.
Beyond is the only time when you.